You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. I'm your host, Mark King, a Friday edition of the show today. Had a special 4th of July episode yesterday where we talked about the Chandler Parsons trade, the Kyle Korver trade that brought Josh Jackson to the roster, that brought DeAnthony Melton to the roster, and a few others. So if you haven't checked that out already, go check that out now, because we're going to talk about the roster today and kind of give you an update of where the Grizzlies stand, trying to acquire as many people as they can, what they have left to do business-wise, and what we can expect over the next few days, weeks for the Grizzlies coming up. So make sure you go check out that episode from yesterday. First, it has a lot of information in it about the trades and what they did, reaction to the trades, as well as some questions that you guys sent in. We answered those as well. Today, again, we're going to talk about the roster. We're going to break it down, who's on the roster, how much money they have in free agency, what business they have left to do, and what they might do with the rest of the roster coming up over the next few weeks. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about that. But first, make sure you go subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies in whatever platform you use, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple iTunes, whatever platform you use, make sure you go subscribe so that you don't miss an episode every single day for Locked On Grizzlies. Also, if you have a moment, please go rate and review the show in iTunes. It really helps the show in the iTunes rankings. I want to start with the roster as it's constructed. I want to go through the roster. I know this is probably going to be boring, but I want to go through the roster and tell you guys who's all on it. Again, they have 19 players on the roster. That is assuming Avery Bradley as well as DeLon Wright and Brandon Clark. So Brandon Clark is obviously on the roster. So if you don't assume DeLon Wright and if you don't assume Avery Bradley, that's 17 players. So they don't have a whole lot of work to get down to 15. So there are some assumptions being made on how many players they have, but they do have decisions to make on those players. So for right now, Avery Bradley is on the roster, and so we're going to assume that he will be going forward. But again, there are decisions to make on those guys. So they have 19 guys on the roster. So they have Andre Iguodala, $17 million, Jonas Valanciunas at 16, Solomon Hill at 12, Miles Plumlee at 12, Kyle Anderson at 9, CJ Miles at 8, John Moran at 8, Jay Crowder at 7, Josh Jackson at 7, Jaren Jackson at 6.9, Brandon Clark at 2.5, Grayson Allen at 2.4, Bruno Caboclo 1.8, Dylan at 1.6, and DeAnthony Melton at 1.4. So Dylan Brooks at 1.6 and Bruno Caboclo both non-guaranteed, although I would expect them to be on the roster. There's no indication that they wouldn't be. The other guys that are non-guaranteed are Ivan Rabbert is non-guaranteed. So he's a guy that could potentially be on the chopping block. I mean, he has had several years in this league, and they are players that he should be showing signs of improvement, I guess was what I'm trying to say. There should be a situation where he should be a productive NBA player in the league right now. And so for him, you know, there's a chance that he could not make the roster going into the season because of his non-guaranteed deal, but they'll have to make that decision coming up sooner rather than later. But the Grizzlies, after all those 15 guys named, they have $118 million in salaries that they're basically guaranteed to have if they keep everybody on the roster. That the luxury tax for the NBA is $132 million. So basically, you have a hard cap in the – you have a cap in the NBA, which is $109 this year, and then you have a luxury tax of $132. Teams can operate over the cap – but not over the luxury tax without paying a penalty. So the Grizzlies have always, you always hear about the Grizzlies staying below the tax. Well, that's what people are talking about when they're saying staying below the tax. The Grizzlies want to stay below the luxury tax because if they don't, they will be held in a penalty. And now that they changed the rules a few years ago, those penalties can actually double year after year. So the more years a team is in the penalty or above the luxury tax, those penalties and it will double year over year depending on how many dollars they're over the luxury tax. So a lot of teams try to stay over that or stay under that because now the penalties are much more severe. So the luxury tax is $132. Their expected salaries or guaranteed salaries right now are $118. They have about $14 million to work with underneath the luxury tax. But here's the thing. They still have some business to do. This number is assuming that Avery Bradley is waived. This number is assuming that they only pay Avery Bradley $2 million and they save basically $11 million waiving Avery Bradley. That's the assumption that we're making, because that's probably what they're going to have to do. Basically, they can choose to do three things here, three big pieces of business they can choose to do with the rest of their money. The first business, they could keep Avery Bradley. That would be the basically guaranteeing almost $13 million, $12.5 million of his salary. That's one piece of business they could do with their rest of their money. They could stay below the tax. I put it that way. And so that would mean not re-signing DeLon Wright. It would mean basically probably they could guarantee Ivan Rabb if they wanted, because it's a small enough contract. But that would basically mean waiving Ivan Rabb, not re-signing DeLon Wright, and also not signing any other free agent. That would mean not signing any other free agent with their mid-level exception. We'll talk about those exceptions in a minute. So that is the first piece of business that they could do. The second piece of business they could do, they could re-sign DeLon Wright, which is what I expect them to do with this amount of money. DeLon Wright's probably going to get an offer sheet somewhere in the $8 to $9 million, maybe even $7 to $9 million range. They're probably going to match that if he gets an offer sheet from some other team. So that is the second piece of business they can do. But again, that would mean waiving Avery Bradley, waiving Ivan Rabb, and not re-signing any other free agent with their mid-level exception. The last piece of business they could do would be able to use that mid-level exception and not do anything else with that money, not sign DeLon Wright. They'd also waive Avery Bradley, but they'll be signing some free agent with their mid-level exception. Now, if you don't know what exceptions are, that's something we've talked about in the past. We're going to talk about and explain that a little more in depth after the break in the next segment. So I'm going to skip over that for now. So stay tuned. We'll explain what those are and how they work a little bit more in the next segment. But basically, that would mean signing a free agent to some type of long-term contract like they did with Kyle Anderson last year. But that would also mean they would not bring back DeLon Wright. They would not bring back Avery Bradley. And they would only re-sign basically one free agent. So those are basically the three options they can do with the money they have left. There's a few other things they're going to be able to do and still stay under the tax. And we'll talk about those coming up after the break. So stay tuned. We'll continue this discussion after the break of what the Grizzlies are going to be able to do with the rest of their space and how the roster is still going to shake out over the next few days. Welcome back to the show. As we were talking about the three things the Grizzlies are able to do, those are the three big pieces of business the Grizzlies are able to do. One, again, sign Avery Bradley. Two would be to re-sign DeLon Wright. Or three, use that mid-level exception on somebody other than those two players. Now, if they use that mid-level, again, they lose DeLon Wright and they lose Avery Bradley. I'm going to operate under the assumption they're going to waive Avery Bradley because that's what I think they're going to do. So I think the option of keeping Avery Bradley is not really an option. I think the most likely option is to re-sign DeLon Wright. Now, if they re-sign DeLon Wright, they can't use their exception. Again, I told you I explained exceptions. Basically, exceptions are something that are mechanisms that the NBA gives teams that are over the cap. There are different types of exceptions. There's a mid-level exception. There's a biannual exception. There's a room exception. There are all types of exceptions. As we have learned in the past few weeks, there is a traded player exception. So those type of things are mechanisms that teams can use while operating over the cap but under the luxury tax. So basically, if the Grizzlies were to go below the luxury tax, they would not have a mid-level exception because they'd be operating a team under the cap. Same with their biannual exception. I've explained the biannual exception a little bit before in one of the previous episodes and how they use it. Basically, they're going to have it this year and they won't have it next year. It's exactly what it sounds like. It is a biannual. So it is every 2 years they are over the cap. So the Grizzlies have to use that probably this year, or they're going to have it lose it next year anyway, because next year is going to be wildly under the cap. So we're going to operate on something they're going to re-sign DeLon Wright, because I think that's what the most likely scenario is. I don't see them going out and signing another mid-level or signing a mid-level exception free agent. There's not a whole lot of free agents left that I think would be useful for the Grizzlies as we've talked about in this show before, you want to just carry that cap space over to next year and figure it out then. Or try to, you know, in season make some trades at players that you've targeted, you know, are going to become restricted free agents in next year or free agents or however that works. You know, target some guys in trades that you definitely want here and can bring them here to the Grizzlies that way. So DeLon Wright has had some interest from the Mavs, being the most notable, as they are looking for a point guard to pair with their team. That would be the one team I'd be concerned about giving the DeLon Wright a number above $10 million. And that is something I'd be interested to see if the Grizzlies decide to match that number. If it gets in the $10, $11, $12 million range for DeLon Wright, I don't think they should, honestly. If it gets that high for DeLon Wright, I think you just walk away. Now something like $7, $8, $9 million, like we've talked about before, maybe even $10 million, that's something I think you can live with for DeLon Wright, maybe on 4 years, $40 million or something like that, $35 million over 4 years. That's something you can live with for DeLon Wright. Right. And I think, again, I said this before, I think DeLon Wright was probably a more important re-signing than Jonas Valanciunas, quite frankly, for the Grizzlies. But that's something they're going to operate on the assumption that he is going to re-sign for the Grizzlies. So if the Grizzlies re-sign DeLon Wright, dependent, and then obviously that all depends on what they have signed him for, the number they signed him for. Again, we talked about they have roughly $14 million under the luxury tax. Again, operating under the assumption that they are going to have waived Avery Bradley. That's where the bulk of that money is coming from. Because right now, they're only technically, as it stands right now, they're only technically $5 million under the luxury tax as it stands on the roster right now. But we operate with the assumption that if they waive that money from Avery Bradley, that extra $10 million, that's going to get them to basically almost $15 million. So if they re-sign DeLon Wright, it all depends on what they re-sign him for. If they resign him for $8 million, you could do the math. Obviously, they resign him for $8 million, they have $7 million left, roughly. If they sign him for $10 million, they got $5 million left to do stuff with. Now, if they signed him for like $7 million, so if they signed him for $8 million and they had $7 million left, they could technically go out and use that mid-level exception as well. They could do options one and two. If DeLon Wright doesn't get a good offer sheet from the Mavs or gets no offer sheet from anybody and they offered him a contract of, you know, $7 million or $8 million over 4 years or whatever that might be, they could technically use they'd have to structure the transactions in a certain way, but they could use their mid-level exceptions on a player of $7, $8 million and then also re-sign DeLon Wright because they have his bird rights. So they could do both if they wanted to, depending on what DeLon Wright signs for. Now, if they get into the $11, $12 million range for DeLon Wright, that limits you probably a lot. And so that limits you to what you're able to use and probably not with a mid-level exception, probably with the biannual exception. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. Also, another phantom signing that may or may not have happened, Marco Guterich. We don't know if that's happened or not, but we'll talk about that coming up after the break. Stay with me. We'll finish up the roster discussion and the roster crunch and figuring out what the Grizzlies can do over the next few days. Welcome back to the show. As I mentioned before, depending the number for DeLon Wright is what depends on the transactions the Grizzlies are able to do over the next step, basically, for the free agency period. So, again, if they sign DeLon Wright to a smaller contract, they can use that mid-level exception and go out and get a free agent. Now, that doesn't mean they have to, but they could do that if they wanted to. If they had someone they have targeted that they liked, they could go out and do that. Now, they also have some decisions on this Marco Guterich guy. I don't know if he's actually signed. I haven't seen anything from Woj. So I've seen stuff from other people. But again, I've seen it from Woj, I guess I just don't believe it. I don't know. He may or may not be signed. We just don't know. And that's the problem. And so what he's signed with will also depend on what you're able to use. And so if you signed DeLon Wright, if you signed DeLon Wright to $12 million, then you could sign this Marco guy to a biannual exception of 3.6. I don't know. It depends on the number. We don't know what he's signed for. Now, if he just signs for a vet minimum, this Marco Guterich guy, if he just signs for a vet minimum, then it doesn't matter. You can be over the cap. You can have no exceptions. You can still sign guys for the veterans minimum to get to the number you need to get to. And so basically that way is a mechanism for teams that if they only have, take the Lakers, for example, they have all their money tied up in like four players. Well, they can go out and sign guys to the vet minimum no matter what to get to the number of players they're needed to get to of 15 to have a roster. I think the minimum roster is 12. So they could sign guys to get to that minimum roster number. So that is also a depending on what he signed for. He signed for the vet minimum. That puts the biannual exception back into play if you want to go out and sign another player. Now, all those, again, depends on what DeLon Wright's going to sign for, what his offer sheet he gets, what Marco Guterich, if he is indeed signed, how much is it, and what mechanism they use to sign. The other thing they still have left over is the Mike Conley trade exception, which is like $8 million. So they still have that left over. They don't have to use that all in one portion, that trade exception they got from for Mike Conley. So they still have that as well. But again, we talk about the $14.5 million they have left to sign. You have to get basically you're taking money back in to send nothing out. So the more all the deals they have done for Chandler Parsons, for Kyle Korver, all those type of things, they're getting closer, inching closer and closer to that luxury tax. So the more deals they do, something like for DeLon Wright or the mid-level or the biannual, all those things take away from your cap space. You can use your trade exception, but it still factors into your cap space at the end of the day. So that number is shrinking of what like bad contracts they can take back to be able to get assets for. So I think they're probably close to being done in that area, but they do have that trade exception of about $8 million left over from Mike Conley's deal. They could use if they needed to take someone into space. Although I think that's unlikely at this point, but that they do have that number to be able to work with to do different things for the rest of the offseason. Again, this all starts with Kawhi Leonard and what he does. If Kawhi Leonard goes somewhere, you're going to have Danny Green somewhere. I think the Mavs are waiting on Danny Green to decide before they decide what they're going to do with DeLon Wright. So once you see Kawhi Leonard make a decision, I think you'll see a lot of dominoes fall, even that affect the Grizzlies as well. So you'll see start to see a bunch of free agents that have been waiting on that, decide to see where he goes, to where they go. So if he goes to the Clippers, some people might want to go to the Clippers with him, things like that. So once that happens, you'll see a lot of different players decide pretty quickly on what they're going to do. And so some of this can get resolved fairly quickly for DeLon Wright. That's it for today's episode. Make sure you tune in next week. We're going to have some different guests on. Amari Sankova will drop by, be with us on the show next week as well. So make sure you tune in for next week's episodes. Make sure you go subscribe to Locked On Grizzlies so you don't miss an episode. Whatever platform you're on, just make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, make sure you go rate and review the show on Apple iTunes. It really helps the rankings. If you still don't know where to go after all that, just go to LockedOnGrizzlies.com.